Fighters, today I want to talk with you about building a business you can be proud of. I'm going to share three high-energy tips with you guys for taking your business to the next level, and you can go balls to the wall and absolutely crush your profit in 2023. Scroll. All right, the first thing that you got to get straight if you want to absolutely crush 2023. And I don't mean just crushing top line sales. We all love top line sales. It's a vanity metric. But I'm talking the real money that counts, and that is the profit that comes into your business. You guys, you will not be as profitable as you want to be if you don't first get absolute clarity around what you want. Most people, most human beings in general, have no clarity around what they want. They have some things that they think that they want, but they really don't peel it back all the way to the root of the very thing in their soul that they want their business to look like, that they how they want their life to flow, what they want to happen, how they want to spend their time, how much money they actually want to keep from their business, and how they want to invest that into their team. And guys, if you don't get clarity around what you want, then you're going to have a really hard time totally going balls to the wall and crushing it. Now, once you get clarity around what you want, it is important. Two things are super important here. Number one, trust the process. Because once you identify what you want, you reverse engineer the steps that it takes to get there. And that's the process. The steps are the process. The clarity is the goal that's way out there. And you're trying to bring that right here to the present. And you only do that with the gap. You got to mind the gap between where you are now and where you want to go. When you do that, that's what it means to trust the process. So if it's certain things you got to do to prospect your business, certain, you know, tasks to take care of the money in the business and job costing and knowing your numbers and sales role plays and practice and building your brand, guys, all these things need to be done. All right. But the worst thing you could do is follow a process that's going to lead you somewhere where you're not sure that's even what you want, which is why I talk so much about clarity. In fact, I've said here before, dozens of times, the two most important words in business are clarity and consistency. Identify exactly what you want, exactly how much money you want in the bank, exactly how you want your work week to look and how you want to spend your work day. Guys, this is all possible, but you have to get your mind's eye on it first. And then work the process. So once you get clarity, trust and work the process consistently. Second key to making sure that this clarity piece is powerful for you is keep a long view perspective. Just today on our fight weekly call, our fight team call, I was talking about how one of the things that I've been realizing is that when you play the long game with things, when you really push that vision out there and you have a bigger goal, a lifestyle that you want, a business you want, the impact that you want to have, it makes the shit that happens right now not that important when you keep a long view perspective. A lot of people get discouraged because they don't have a big enough vision. Now, I understand that sometimes the vision, I remember a time where I would just be like, man, if I could just make $3,500 a month, I could feed my family. That was a long time ago. Okay, so I understand where some of you are at, that's the thing that's most important to you. That's the clarity right now, and I understand that. But I want to encourage you to set a bigger vision for yourself and then play the long game with it. Don't put all this pressure on yourself to get there tomorrow. Get off Instagram. Don't worry about the Ferraris and the jets and all the other crap that everyone wants to pose with. All right, you do you. You measure yourself against who you were yesterday and keep a long view perspective of it. Fighters, join us on May 22nd for this live webinar where we're going to show you how AI technology can help streamline your operations and boost your productivity. From automated scheduling to intelligent customer service, you'll discover new ways to save time, money, and stress in your contracting business. You'll also be in the know of the latest and greatest in AI apps and services that can make your life easier. So join me and our team on Monday, May 22nd at 6:00 Eastern online. This isn't some big crazy lecture on theory or complex algorithms. Instead, we're designing this webinar with you in mind. It's practical, it's hands-on, and packed with actionable tips and tricks that you can start using right away. Don't get left behind. Register and get on the webinar. We'll see you there. All right, second tip I want to give you. And before I give you this tip, I want you to pause the video and go to thecontractorfight.com/50 and grab the tool that I have for you. It's a free download for you to be able to know exactly how to charge at least a 50% gross profit for your work. We make it idiot-proofed, okay? That's a Marine Corps term. You got to idiot-proof things. And this is really simple. It's nothing fancy. It's simple. It's highly effective. And thousands of contractors have grabbed this thing, and it's helped them make more money right now. All right, but the second thing, don't you go balls to the wall in your business, you guys, is you got to sell and produce your work at a 50% gross profit. There is no faster way for you to be an uncommon contractor in the money department than getting a 50% gross profit on your work. What that means, again, if something costs you a buck to produce in the field, labor, material, permits, okay, any of that shit, cost of goods sold, that's the technical term, or direct job costs, multiply that by at least two. So if it costs me a buck, I'm going to charge at least two, okay? That means when I sell it for the two, it costs me the one to produce it. I got the $1 left. That's half the money. That's 50% gross profit margin, all right? So why 50%? You know, the amount of pushback I get from contractors on this is crazy. I can't do that in my area, and I can't do it in our industry, and blah, 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 and all the reasons. Guys, stop defending your misery, for God's sake. All right? Just be open to the fact that, okay, if there are hundreds of thousands of other contractors that are implementing this in their business across all trades, then why wouldn't you be able to do it? Just entertain the possibility that you could do this. So don't argue with me on this shit, all right? So, why 50%? All right, number one, most contractors don't know their numbers. They don't know their break-even point each month, the break-even revenue. They don't know how many leads they need to break even, how many jobs they need to sell to break even. They don't know shit, okay? And you don't know what you don't know. So I'm not ripping on here, but I'm just telling you to just keep it super simple because I want to give you fast wins. I just want you to win financially. So, all right, most people don't know their numbers. So the simplest thing you could do that's not confusing is figure up what it costs me to do the job, multiply times two, easy peasy, easy money, easy gross profit. You just gave yourself a damn raise, all right? The other thing is most contractors, now I could go on for days and all the reasons to do this, all right? But the next one I want to talk about here is most contractors don't have enough profit baked into their jobs to offer uncommon service. The more profit you have, the better service you can offer, the better people that you can recruit and pay. You can stand behind warranties. You'll be in business long enough. All right. So this is right for the customer and it is right for you. Now, some people are often going, Tom, every time I price my work at 50%, I'm 2 to 3 to 4 times higher than everybody else in my market. Okay. That I'm bidding against. All right. So if that's your situation, number one, congratulations. All right. Because that's a good problem to have. You want to be there because 95% of contractors don't know their damn numbers. So why would you give a crap where your price compared to those guys? Second thing is it might be a sales issue. You might suck as a salesperson. You might suck as a communicator. All right. And so when you're more money, you got to look the part and act the part in every other area of your business. If your website doesn't load, if you're not returning calls, if you're not answering your phone, if you're not, you know, cleaning up right, all these remedial things in business, then of course you're going to get a shit ton of pushback when you're higher priced. So dial that in. Get the sales training you need. All right? Work on your experience. Another factor that makes your prices higher is it's not your math that's wrong with what you're charging. I've seen this a lot of times. A lot of contractors, they don't know their production rates. And so they're just guessing how long things take and they're not putting specific times to each task. And then job costing on the other end of the job to go, I thought this was going to take 4 hours. What did it take? So a lot of you guys are actually bidding too high because you have too many man hours baked into the job. Okay? So that's why we want a job cost. But every financial bit of success that you want in your business is going to start with you committing to sell your work at a 50% gross profit. All right, finally, we want to go balls to the wall. And that's a funny analogy because I'm picturing myself getting up and taking them and just putting them on the wall, like balls to the wall. Where'd that come from? Anyway, I'll have to Google that later and see the origin of the phrase balls to the wall. I could see pedal to the metal, right? And I could see sack up, you know, grab your sack and let's go. Balls to the wall? Like, did somebody actually take their balls and put them on the wall? Like, I don't know, Logan, what do you think? Oh, is it a song? See, he's Googling it right now. Anyway, number three. You want to go balls to the wall, be an uncommon contractor. Commit to growing right, not necessarily fast. All right? The S word, scaling. It's a catchy, shiny object word in the business world that I think hurts a lot of people, especially contractors. All right, guys, the goal is not to scale. The goal is to build a strong business. Now, if that includes scaling at some point, meaning growing bigger, great. But many people prematurely try to scale. Do not scale a turd, okay? Like if you got a mound of crap, do you want a bigger mound of crap? No, but if you got a mound of cash and profit, do you want a bigger mound of that? This is where you do this. Okay, you nod up and down and you go, hells yeah, home slices. All right, anyway, focus on profit. Focus on profit before scaling. Focus on building cash. Okay, when I say cash, I mean, you got money in the bank. You could weather storms when shit happens in the economy or you have a job cancel and you have an open month, you're not panicking. Okay, because you've become your own bank. All right. I would much rather, I remember there were many times through the years where we actually put the tools back on. My old partner and I, we jumped into the field for a few weeks because we understood profit was more important. Okay. And we needed to protect profits. And don't feel like you're taking a step back if you do that. You're simply doing what you need to do as the owner of your business. Don't be in such a hurry to get out of the field if you're not profitable, if you don't have systems in place to grow and scale and recruit and train and sell. Okay, because you're just creating more work for yourself for less return on your time and money investment. All right, so number one, guys, get clarity. Number two, sell and produce at a gross profit of 50% or better. Number three, commit to growing right, not necessarily fast. Don't scale a turd. Go to thecontractorfight.com/50. Get a resource, okay, that is foolproof and making sure you're pricing what you need to price for your work. So you're not a financial schmuck when it comes to running your business. Appreciate you being here. Give us a rating. Give us a review. Share this with another contractor. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.